It's the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up with Michelle Day today. Hello, Michelle.
Hey, Cal. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. Thanks for reaching out, by the way, with this this brand-new tune of yours. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, thanks for bringing me on today, and I'm excited to talk about it.
Got a song called Wild and Free. We'll talk about that tune in a second here, Michelle, but why don't you introduce yourself to everybody? Tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm Michelle Day. You know, I'm a local Saskatchewan resident here. Grew up in a small town of Kindersley, and that's kind of how I got my start in country music, by listening to all the country music on the AM radio. And but drums was actually kind of my main thing growing up. Yeah, I wanted to be the best drummer in the world, and I tried really hard. I didn't get there. but along the way, I kind of picked up some other skills, like guitar and producing music, and you know, singing and playing guitar were always things I was doing while I was pursuing my drumming career, which actually kind of went on tour with a band in Toronto. And, you know, that didn't work out, and I became a little bit discouraged from music. But after kind of recently going through the pandemic, I kind of reevaluated, you know, what I wanted to do with my career, and that's how I kind of jumped back into a solo career in country music.
Nice. So have you always been in country music, or have you bounced around?
You know what? I've always wanted to play country music as a drummer, but mm-hmm. I never could find a band. So oddly enough, this is my first time doing country music.
Interesting. I've talked to drummers before and band members as well, and it seems that the drummers seem to have even in country bands, seem to have a rock background. Would you say that's true?
I would definitely say that's true. The two seem to kind of correlate, I guess, with you know, the types of rhythms that you play.
Yeah, yeah. New song of yours called Wild and Free, Michelle. Tell us about that song.
So I'm going to backtrack here again. You know, when I was in the midst of the pandemic, I started writing that song. I was recently going through a breakup with my fiance, and I just needed something kind of more to kind of get me through the feelings I was having. So I had written the chorus of that song, and I kind of had to make some changes once the breakup was finalized and in the beginning of this year. But I did that, and I went back and kind of wrote the verse of the song. But the song is mostly about kind of the travels I did with my ex through Saskatchewan and Alberta. So that's what the chorus kind of talks about, going through the foothills of Alberta and the prairies of Saskatchewan. And then the verse of the song is kind of about finding new love, and, you know, if you have that friend that you could be, or I guess it talks about friends that could be potential lovers. So these friends, you know, they just decide to not let any obstacles get in the way. And they say yes to each other and go find love. And, you know, the whole theme behind that was, well, let's go be wild and free together. Let's go travel together. Let's do all these things that we thought we couldn't do together. So that's kind of what the song's about.
Perfect. And during the pandemic, people want to hear a song like that, right?
Well, that was one of the only things you could do was get out and go into nature during that time. So I feel like it was very very fitting.
For sure. Did you produce the song yourself, or where did you record it?
I came up with majority of the parts in kind of my little home studio there. I don't have the talent to fully produce a radio track. So I actually did talk to Jesse Wyman out of Saskatoon. He's worked with a lot of country artists, and I'm so grateful for him because he just made that song really come alive, and you know, it's his song just as much as it is mine.
Perfect. Yeah, Jesse does great work, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
What did he bring to the table? What kind of advice did he give you?
He was great with well, first of all, simplifying some of the parts I had in that song. You know, sometimes you do a little bit too much on the track, so he really simplified some of the parts, and you know, made some parts of the song stick out more than others. And it was also great that the musician said he recommended to play on the track as well, which kind of also helped that song come alive. But I really enjoyed Jesse's help in the studio as well. Just helping me sing that song confidently. Nice. In a way that I never thought possible.
Perfect. Perfect. So we're into October here, Michelle. Is there anything else coming up for you? Are you working on new material at all, or?
I have lots of songs written that I could take into the studio. but, you know, when you put out a single, it just takes so much time to get that song out. So that's mainly my focus now. I know Wild and Free, the end of the campaign is near, so I will have some new music out for anybody who's wanting that.
Perfect. Awesome. Michelle, how do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
Yeah, so most of my social media handles are at Michelle Day Music, but you can also find me on my official website at www.michelledaymusic.com.
Awesome, Michelle. Thanks for the chat today. Again, thank you for reaching out with this this great new track of yours, and we'll talk again for sure.
Yeah, thanks again for having me, Cal. It was awesome.
Michelle Day on the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up.